this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills.
Hey,
episode number.
I believe it's episode number 66.
Let's take that back a little bit here.
Are we episode 66? Am I right on that?
The Joe Jacoby episode.
I was going to cross sports lexicons.
Okay.
Jump into the NHL and go with the Mario Lemieux episode.
Very strong. Were you an NHL player, like a EA Sports NHL hockey player back in the days?
Fuck
and you're like, I'll just be the Penguins. It's cool. You can be whoever you want. I'll just be the Penguins. Like, fucking asshole.
Like Lemieux and Jagr. Although I will say the Blackhawks were pretty nice in that era too. If we're talking about nice. With like the Roenick era. You know what I was just thinking
Wasn't
about? The
why do I want to say Chris Chelios? Is Chris Chelios on the Blackhawks?
Definitely a Chris Chelios. If we're talking about like NHL like 92 on Genesis, oh yeah.
Yeah. That was it. Like, yeah, I had Genesis. I don't know. I never had a Nintendo system.
Dude, 92. Wow, that just really fucked with me. That's 22 years ago.
No, it's not.
So, this is like before smartphones. I mean, when I said the Penguins, I wanted to ask this question.
All right.
Pittsburgh, is that essentially the only city where every sports team has the same colors? Because if you think about it, like the Steelers and the Penguins, and then I went there because I was like black and yellow, and then I even thought about it for baseball, like the Pirates are
the same Pirates.
Shit.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so they're black and yellow across the board. Whereas I know, like in let's use like DC as an example, you've got the maroon and black, as Jim Zorn would say, but the burgundy and gold, and then you have like the Wizards have been 9 different colors. I think they finally settled back on the red, white, and blue, but at one point they were just sort of a tealish blue.
Wasn't there like a purple in there too? Didn't the Wiz have like some purple hue to them?
They had an awful black and gold alternate uniform that I tried to argue was good, like in the Gilbert Arenas, Caron Butler era. But now I've just admitted that I was wrong.
Disown that one.
It was not good. Like I see that shit now, and I'm like, oh god.
I think it's a good opportunity now with the Wizards and the Caps being red, white, and blue for. Mr. Snyder, maybe to make a change now, you know?
The Washington white people. What do you think about that, C's Mikes?
Oh. Cole Policy.
Cole.
Here's my thing about that.
Cole, your mic not on?
Here's my thing about that. C's Mikes is not here right now. I can't believe it took us 4 minutes to actually...
What?
So CZ's on the road right now.
What's up, Chrome Billionaires? This is C's Mikes of the Chrome Bills podcast. Checking in with Steve and Chuck, and I wanted to say that in an epic fit of my bout with technology, I just drove by about 20 minutes away from the venue back to the hotel and realized I thought I lost my phone. And I had a pretty big panic attack, and then I thought of Steve's cats, and I calmed the fuck down. But I found my phone. I found my way. I'm on the way back. The Cruel Fuel Tour has been dope so far. Every date in the Midwest has been great. Played in Pittsburgh with the Blasphemy Crew. Big shout to them. Played in Wisconsin with the homie Josh Mueller. He said he listens to the podcast, so hopefully he gets a shout out, kick out of being shouted out. Don't run red lights in states where you don't live. That's why I fucked up, not because I'm super high or looking at a policeman. Anyway, I'm just checking in to say life on the road is cool. Life in Steve's basement, at the Haleo Studios is cooler. I really miss hanging out with the fellas. I've really gotten put on to some really dope MCs out here in Chicago. Dude named JX Prime, the homie from the Mole Men. Shadow Master from the 606 Entertainment Crew. Everybody's been showing me a lot of love, so it's been dope. Shouts to Crush Kill for setting everything up. I got rear-ended in Pittsburgh. That wasn't cool. No shouts to the girl who hit me and then took off. It's kind of an interesting thing. I was in Pittsburgh, which has really bad traffic and a lot of construction all the time. So on a major road, 376 East, I stopped pretty abruptly, as did the car in front of me. No worries. But then I look up in the rearview mirror, and some chick is chit-chatting away on her cell phone. And I think, oh my God, she's not paying attention. And guess what? She wasn't. So she smashes into the back of my car. I get out, and she says, are you doing all right? And I was like, yeah, you know, we'll see. Let's exchange information. We'll let the insurance companies take care of that. She gives me her name, Ashley. I'm half tempted to give out her phone number so our listeners can call her and harass her, but I won't do that. Then when I say, well, what's your last name? She goes, Smith. And I thought, well, I mean, my last name's Policy, Cole Policy. So, you know, who am I to judge another person's name? But I got the impression she wasn't giving me the real deal. So then when I said, all right, I'm going to write down your license plate number and your insurance information, she got in her car and took off. And I thought, well, that was odd. Why would you even bother getting out of your car in the first place? I don't know. But I'll tell you what she should do is bothering to download the Chrome Bills podcast every week, every Monday at noon on iTunes. It's also available on SoundCloud. Who are you? This is C's Mike's of Crush Kill Recording signing off. I'll be back in studio sooner than later. Peace.
So C's Mike's out. He's out promoting the album. He's out promoting the C's Mike's brand.
How many times during a live set for Cole on the Cruel Fuel tour do you think he mentions the Chrome Bills podcast? I'm going to take the under on one.
I bet we get at least one shout out.
Per night or one shout out on the whole tour?
No, I think we get one a night.
Okay.
I've seen him. He does a lot of improv in between his between songs, man. You know?
But the problem with improv, out of sight, out of mind, you know, like that's the thing. Like there's a lot of stuff that's going on that like it. When it's not there, you know, like he's probably like just, I've just done so many shows and I'm meeting all these women. And I think I used to do a podcast. I don't know. I can't even remember.
Fuck. I can't even imagine like leaving and going and driving around the country doing rap shows at bars like that. That seems like the most unimaginable life. Not unimaginable, but like it seems like a dream world, you know?
Do you think if the opportunity was given to you right now, you could do it? Obviously, with the kid, it'd be a lot tougher. But even pre-kid, do you think you could have done it?
Pre-child, like leave my job and go and tell them that I'm pursuing a rap career?
Yeah, be like, hey, work. I'll be back in like 3 months if you guys want me.
I would think about it a lot more seriously if I didn't have a wife and child. But that's just the reality of things. Let me tell you some bullshit that happened to me on Saturday night.
Okay.
I woke up at 3 a.m. With like shooting pain in my neck. And realized that I had hurt myself sleeping. I don't know. Have you ever done this before?
God, I really want to say no, but yes.
You have hurt yourself sleeping? That's some bullshit, man. Yeah, what? I've been to the chiropractor the past 2 days. Like, got my neck cracked all types of different ways.
You know, I'm realizing as we talk that Cole might actually represent the youth element of the show. Because he's got an interesting amount of angst.
Okay.
In general. And
He
still has the anger. And then, and I don't mean this as a diss, but I feel like he has the type of job that does allow him to kind of be like, I'm just going to go out on tour. Whereas you and I are like, because when I asked you the question about whether you would go on the tour, I obviously flipped it on myself too. And I'm like, that's really in the way our world works. That's kind of ripping up the paper. That's like throwing the resume out and being like, I've done the 180. I'm no longer a professional engineer.
Right.
To me, because it's really tough. I think even when you go for licensing, you can't have like a big job gap unless you were just like, I got fired. The recession. Like, you can't have like a, the economy is so good right now for development. You can't have a 2014 job gap and not get interviewed about it when you go to renew your license. So we were wondering, why did you take off 3 months in 2014? You know, I was just traveling around and going to bars and shit, kicking some raps, fucking some bitches.
Yeah, but I feel like people are so lazy that they don't even look at the resumes. They wouldn't even figure out. They'd be looking at the dates and wouldn't even figure the shit out, man. I don't think anybody's paying attention anymore.
Dude, when I transferred my license up to New York, they asked me about my job. They asked me to explain my job gap from May 28th to June 10th.
They did not.
I swear to God. They were like, please provide.
No way.
Please provide written explanation. I think it flagged it because it was from two different months. And it might still be a computer that's just saying anytime someone has job gaps that are longer than a month and they don't even look at the days and they're like, why was this? And I just wrote back.
That's ridiculous.
I wrote back in the email. I was like, I was moving from D.C. to New York.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I stand corrected because I didn't think people even fucking paid attention.
You might be right, though. By the way, I am enjoying. We're going to get into what you drinking in a minute, but I'm enjoying a fine, fine electronic cigarette right now. This one actually doesn't even have nicotine in it. It says zero on it. This is a
green
smart living. I think it's just to the habit.
Okay.
It tastes pretty good and you get to blow the smoke out.
Let me see that one because I might need to get one, dude.
I put it up to the wrong camera. I got these actually at the place across the street from you. That's how long I've had them.
Perfect. That's how I know they'll be in stock when I go over there.
Little head shop. Just say you want. You're kind of a green smart living type of fellow. I think these were started in California because people are like so upset about smoking for so many different reasons. But one of them is the litter.
That's really why.
Right. It's the butts, right?
Yeah, it's the butts, dude. Then people get pissed off about that. Like when I was out in California, I remember for some reason I was like, I'm going to just pick up smoking now. I think it's because my roommate smoked while I was out there. Okay. So I was like bumming from him constantly, get home from work, bum a cigarette. So I decided, all right, I'm going to start buying some smokes. And then, you know, I'd be in the car driving, smoking a cigarette. And every once in a while, you know, pitch it out the window. And dude, I would get some death stares from people. And then I realized, well, I am kind of being a dickhead throwing cigarette butts out the window. Like, they're all going to end up in the ocean anyways, you know.
Well, here's a nerdy engineering question, but does all the rainwater runoff from the roads in San Diego get drained directly to the ocean? There's not, like little trash devices or, like, sewage treatment plants or anything?
Dude, they probably have some neighborhoods, like the newer neighborhoods probably have trash racks in their inlets, but I would think a lot of them, they're just going to culverts and going right into the ocean.
You know, it's an interesting argument for combined sewers, right? Because like New York has old infrastructure.
It's going to the treatment plant.
So like it is not really an asshole move at all to drop trash into an inlet. Whereas like you can be, no, but think about it, because you can be way inland, like Montgomery County, and they'll have like it'll be painted on the inlet. So Montgomery County is like right outside of D.C. and it'll be like, this drains to the Chesapeake Bay. Again. What were we talking about? E-cigarettes?
I think we were talking about
cold policy.
You know what I'm starting to think about the technology piece of this broadcast on my end? I'm starting to feel like... Which makes me just want to go in the Apple store and be like...
Touchdown, easy. And Darren Sharp, a hope a
Don't hit.
But to everyone at home that probably didn't even notice any of that, I just hope that you're sitting back, chilling on the couch with an electronic cigarette, hanging out in a robe or at the very least.
Rocking very loose pants. Hey, let's give a we need to give some shout outs real quick. Let's get these out of the way.
Please do.
We had an errors and omissions a couple weeks back that didn't get announced, and that was Pete Strauser pointed out, I think, what was it, the South Park? It's not. It was. You said it was 5 days to air, and when it actually was like 4 days to air for the South Park.
Oh, I think you actually did that one on here, and it was.
I did. Okay.
I said 7 days to air, and they said six. I've got an errors and omissions for you. If you want to go back and check episode 65, there's actually a really good interview with XO from Diamond District.
Calor
at the beginning of the interview. At the beginning of the interview, Cole goes to say, I'm really excited that to have you guys on, and I think that you've done like the best album so far in 2014.
Okay.
What he leaves out is the 2014 piece, which would be really strange for a rapper when all of a sudden the person interviewing you is like, I'm pretty sure you've just done the best album.
Oh, he didn't say 2014?
No, he just says the best album that I've heard, I think is the wording he uses. And I know he was going for this year, and that's obviously a very high compliment in itself.
Right.
But I just imagine them being like, really? So that's this is the new gold standard.
He was like, well, you like our album better than anybody else's album? He also called it The Color Gray. He called one of EXO's old albums The Color Gray.
And what is it?
I think it's The Color de Gray.
Okay.
Anyways, errors and omissions on you, CZ, because you're not in the room right now.
Going after him. Yo, so what was ironic was I text you on Saturday. I was up actually like super early for me.
Okay.
You'd probably already been up 2 hours, but I texted you at like 9:45 in the morning and I was already out running around.
3 hours. At that
and
point.
I was listening to... A competitor,
okay,
hip hop podcast on NPR called Microphone Check, and I listened to the Andre from Outkast interview, as well as the Souls of Mischief one, and it reminded me of when I listened to. It wasn't Microphone Check, I don't think, but one of the ones where they had Rosenberg on it.
Yeah,
the fucking production value on those podcasts. I mean, it clearly shows that people are doing it for a full time job.
Right.
Is that they'll be like talking about a song
and
then the production staff will just like splice it in.
Yeah. We could do
and
that
it'll,
too.
It'll play for a little and then it'll segue out when like they were talking to Andre from Outkast and Alicia He Muhammad, who's one of the hosts on it, brought up Mainstream, which is to me ironically a relatively obscure song off AT Aliens.
Huh.
And they just played like 45 seconds of it and it seamlessly went right back into the conversation. That also, as someone who does this limited amount of podcasting, could tell, okay, that gap was not there, but whoever did post-production made it sound to the fullest extent possible like it was.
Huh.
So I wanted to shout those guys out because they're definitely intriguing. And I thought the Souls of Mischief one was really one of the coolest, like, since this whole podcasting interviewing thing has happened with rap, that was one of the cool ones because I think Souls is a group that there isn't, if you Google them, there's not a ton of shit. Like, you can find Nas sitting in a stairwell in 15 different interviews. You can find KRS-One telling you to put bleach in your water during Sandy. You can find these things. But what you can't find is Souls just talking about 93 till infinity. So that's very cool.
Are you saying there's not a lot of interviews with them out there?
That's my take. And if I'm wrong on that, by all means,
correct. No, I don't know. I guess I never really went back to... Souls is one of those groups that I love that album, but I don't consider myself like a super fan. Like I don't really go back to that album that often. Yeah. You know?
Neither do I. I mean, I think 93 Till Infinity, we've had the discussions, like a unanimous top 10 rap song.
Yeah.
Of all time, of the genre. It's a staple point of the genre. But I think for just Hi-Ro in general, I mean, there's definitely I find myself going back to Deltron, you know, once every 6 months.
Okay.
I know you hate that record, but
I go back to No Need for Alarm frequently.
Okay.
But I don't go back to Deltron 3030.
You and know, then Casual actually.
Yeah.
Which is it? Fear Itself or the one before that?
Fear Itself was the first one.
Yeah, like the. Boom, 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 boom. Like the some of the stuff that's, if, at least to me, I know it as being just really early. Like back before all this, I used to call this Thomasa.
Yeah. Is that an actual line? Or that's you freestyling?
It's something like that. No, it's him. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something he would say.
I think it's called Fear... I believe the song's called Fear No Evil.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like his second album was kind of slept on. Maybe that's the one you're thinking about. Anywho, so what you got to drink over there? Oh, no, you know what? I want to give a shout out to... we need to give a shout out to Hickey real quick. I know he's been sending a lot of stuff over that we probably haven't talked about or given any shine to. But I did watch the Action Bronson and Mike Ditka interview today.
Really? That exists? Is that in my email somewhere?
That's in your inbox.
I'm going to watch that.
It's Action Bronson going to Mike Ditka's restaurant in Chicago because Action Bronson does a food show for Vice Television.
Shout out to Vice, man. They're doing really, really good stuff.
It's a pretty cool concept, you know?
Well, I think that as TV kind of switches over to more of the a la carte, like broadcast TV, like I feel like cable is basically going to go away. And the reason why Verizon and Time Warner and things like that are still going to matter is that they're your internet service provider.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, HBO came out, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and basically said that you're going to be able to purchase the HBO Go app, which gives you all of their programming
without having to fucking like buy cable.
Without, exactly. You have to prove that you buy internet from one of the big providers.
Oh, really?
Like that's still the rub right now.
Okay.
But if you think about being able to decrease your cable bill from what everyone averages at probably between $150 and $200 a month when you go all in with cable and internet to down to like $50. And then HBO is like the top of the fucking game, and you're being like, it's $12 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, my cable bill's astronomical at this point. And then, the only shit I watch is HBO. You know.
And imagine for the people, like, I get so jealous of people. I get jealous and mad at the same time when people are like, "Oh, I've never watched The Wire," because I'm just like, "Oh." A, you're really fucking slipping that it's 2014 and you haven't watched it.
Right.
But now with HBO Go, there's like no I remember excuse. When you watched it like 3 years ago,
I
you
watched
like
it
bought
madly.
The DVD box set. Yeah. But you had like the DVD box set. Now it's like, yo, this shit is literally just going to be there so easily accessible on like an Apple TV or an iPod or iPod. Well, iPad.
Yeah. Well, the fucked up thing is that I bought the box set and the quality is not as good as like streaming over the internet.
Was there any bonus stuff with the box set though that at least makes it kind of worthwhile? Or no?
Dude, I think there's commentary like over every single episode or something ridiculous like that. Like you can go back and watch the fucking director's commentary over every single episode.
What I will say about that show is it's super timeless, almost to the extent of like a rap album where you can just go like pull random pieces out. Because I was on a flight. It was actually when I went to Italy. I was on the flight back, and I had like, you know, they'll put the TV behind the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
It's just like on the headrest. And it's a little, you know, 8-inch TV or whatever. Yeah. And one of the things they had was The Wire.
Oh, shit.
But it was just 3 episodes from season 1. And it wasn't even like 1, 2, 3 to get you going. What? It was like episodes like 6, 7, and 8, which to me was so random.
Super
but
random.
As someone that had seen the whole show, I was like, well, fire it up. Shit. I mean, this could be very easily kill 3 hours.
Right.
And I went back and like, I know.
You know what's going to happen anyways.
Like, I know the arc of the show, but maybe I don't remember like the what falls in what place. And, you know, it's like I know that, yeah, nobody's going to die and shit like that.
Right.
But it was actually really entertaining, which at that point was probably the third time I had seen the episodes.
Huh.
In my life. With the first one going back to like 99.
Right.
Or whenever it first started.
I just like to point out the time when I completely spoiled that show for Willie Whiteshulis.
Friend of the show. What did you say again?
I was like, oh, is Stringer Bell still alive? He's like, yes. Yeah, I'm watching The Wire right now. I was like, oh, is Stringer Bell still alive? My bad.
There's a great, I think I sent it to you on that day.
Yeah, the
Portlandia sketch that's just all spoilers.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey's Kaiser Soze.
So, yo, do you want to get into some music real quick?
Yeah,
I actually want to play that the K Beta track with Diamond District.
Oh yeah, you sent me that recently actually, and I was definitely feeling it.
Okay, yeah, I was digging that shit too. And you know K Beta too, right?
Yeah, man, Beta is the fucking man, dude. He's honestly one of the coolest guys I remember meeting in DMV music scene for hip hop, and also one of the most talented. I've been in several cyphers with him, several conversations with him. Always excited to hear new and old material of his. So let's go into this. This is K Beta featuring Diamond District. This was off what, the Inglorious Beta album?
Yep, so. Definitely. Down the Line Rhymes right here.
Yeah, so if you don't know about that, check it out.
Uncontrollable rage. I am a beast, stomp a hole in the stage. Front page of the post, type greater than most. Unseen, so it seems like Beta's a ghost. I play it close, closer than pantyhose. The legs or a million sperm cells approaching the egg. I work the rail to stay afloat, get ahead, cause it hurts like hell to see a broke beg. The perk might sell. How many of y'all seen it work retail with a credit card reader? Swipe the info, swift, the wrist floats a digital note to my kinfolk. There is no invisible man, but in the physical, it's that realer. With hands resembling a blackjack dealer, I peel them off and deceive the eye. The plan, demand never supersedes supply. A grand in hand gives you a reason to compromise and mispry. Oritize, I'm front of the line for this. I'm on the rise, thinking of a time when getting by was alright. And a dime would get us for all night when I could finish a whole steak. Less than 4 bites, digging, no faking. I bite when I see flesh, carnivorous, with the appetite of a T-Rex. Deliverance, the Lord sees that I'm patient. 40 paces, short of deification. Being the best, do whatever I do, when I leave the rest to the brother YU.
Yeah, I feel your pain, Beta. They say the greater come later, so on the way up, gotta remember day one. The slang I bring came from days on Wayne Avenue. When we would make songs, I'd even get my blades on. Smoked and write a quote, eyes closed. But why the woke? I supply the dope rhyme, the verbal kaleidoscope, kind of potent. Goes inside of when the mind is open. Style golden and it's high and rolling. You either chosen cause you on your own s***, or you one of them grown men that ain't even comfortable in their own skin. And what is the win without the sweat and tears? Unrealistic, that's what make your skin thicker. I paint my own picture cause my role is to uphold. And no, I won't give up until my soul lift up. Somewhere above cloud, trying to never look down. Used to care what others think, but I don't give a f*** now. Cause in the end, either be leave or be left outside. So get yours, bet I definitely get mine.
You know, 400 the stove was at, keeping them warm. No heat on, 2 kids, mama real strong. 400 the rent was at, then it moved up. Mama had to do new stuff to keep the lights on. Son wasn't a bright star, he was a python. Sneaking and making, hated life more. Wanted nights on, put on a knife on. A kid at school for his white on, white one. Wasn't the right one. Then he can be robbing a big brother with a 9 long. You better hide, dog. That's what his buddy said. Next day, he shot the dead wide long. His mama cried long. The prize he didn't have his eyes on. Just the shit he couldn't buy. Now bygones, gotta be bygones. His brother pride gone. And he think about revenge so much his mind gone.
From a hobby to a love, from the love to the job, be the hardest transition. From your man's listening, sending fans pitching in their 2 cents. You got 9 to 5 and at the top, them loose ends. Ambition and optimism accompany the commute. From the jeans to the suits, from the loafers to the boots. I hope you gonna make it, the odds say that you don't. Working hard at your job and even harder in the booth. The problem is when you're Facebooking in your cubicle, it's out there, it's lacing written all the usual. You better pull a Sean Carter and write in your mind. Then record all that you thought of when writing the line. On your lunch break, skip it when writing in rhymes. You save money anyway, you buying your time. Combine your income from job and music is the work game. You gon' have a profit and some. And I ain't saying that's exactly what I did. I ain't worked since 04 when I quit. It's job versus work and music where my heart is. Job is what you use to do it. Get started.
You want styling. You want styling. You know it's time again. You want styling. You know it's time again.
Very still nice. One more verse, right, or no?
No, that's it.
That was the one and only K Beta with Diamond District. The track, the song name there, Steve, is what? It's actually called Diamond District, right?
I think it's called DTLR, Down the Line Rhymes.
Down the Line Rhymes, you're right.
It's hype.
And that is off the Inglorious Beta album, which I remember dropping approximately 2010, 2011, if I were to guess.
Let me find out here.
Let me find out. Actually, what's funny is...
2011, good call, 2011.
I remember the... I actually love the name of the podcast as Chrome Bills, but episode one, I was arguing that the show should be called Let Me Find Out.
That's true, wasn't it? Let me find out.
In hindsight, that was bad. I also had You Think It Ain't as another one. God, those were all awful.
Yo, actually, I can go back and check some deleted items from 2011 because I believe there was a list of like 5 or 10 names that the podcast was going to be before we came up with Chrome Bills.
Chrome Bills is just sometimes the working title just sticks, you know? So I wanted to go into this real quick. There was on one of the email threads that we were both on, there was an MC battle that went around this week or last week that
last
I watched.
Last week, dude.
I'm already like not that into the acapella MC battles. So for me to be going into this, you know, it left an impression. And I just remember it was like, there's something about elevator treatment. Do you want the Ray Rice or the Solange?
That was amazing.
I'll let you pick your elevator treatment. You want the Ray Rice or the Solange? But there was a lot of really, really fucking cool shit in there. I don't know who either of the guys are, so I'll let you fill in, but it was definitely, in my mind, very, very one-sided. But the guy that was dominating was just killing it.
Yeah, it was Charlie Clips versus T-Rex.
I believe the
winner was Charlie Clips, the bigger dude.
Okay.
Yeah, that had to have been one of the more one-sided battles I've ever seen. And I think that guy T-Rex is pretty well-known, you know? Like, I've definitely seen that name before. I think he was on Road to Total Slaughter.
Okay. He did look kind of familiar.
Like, he came in... I think he came in on the first day of the Road to Total Slaughter, like on episode one, and like won his first battle and eliminated somebody. So, but even before then, I think he's been around for a while. And from what I heard from that battle is that those dudes were both from like pretty close neighborhoods to each other in Harlem or whatever.
Yep.
So, anyways, yeah, dude. Charlie Clips. So everybody look up that T-Rex Charlie Clips battle. It was three rounds of domination.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw how long it was, three rounds of domination.
Three rounds of domination.
Yeah, when I saw how long it was too, I was like, I can't possibly watch this, which actually segues perfectly into one other thing I wanted to bring up. So on Saturday night, I was out at a friend's house. There was like about 15 people there, and one of my really good friends is actually really into the fact that I can freestyle. So he was like, yo, it'd be really cool if you kicked a freestyle now and just rapped about what's going on at this house party or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I don't do acapella shit, but if you can like pick up, if you find a way to make an instrumental work, I'll do it. So he ended up putting on like one of the, it's the Notorious B.I.G. with the Marvin Gaye sample that Eminem's on from Born Again. What is that called?
Whoa.
Dead Wrong.
So where's Marvin Gaye on that?
What's that? The drums. The drums are Marvin Gaye. That little rim shot.
Okay.
Yeah, that little rim shot is
wow.
pause. Should you pause rim shot? Do you need the, is the AO yeah, button over there?
Definitely. Yeah, that's a AO. Hold up.
But so one of the people that was there sends me something
that's
the next
a good
day
beat.
And they were like,
that's a good beat though to freestyle.
Oh, definitely. Uh-huh. Definitely. One of the people there was like, yeah, you know, and kind of following up on what you were doing on Saturday night, you should really see this. It's interesting, right? And it was that someone that's in like product development. So it's a show that doesn't really exist yet, but it's being pitched. But they had a pilot episode, and what it was a dating show where three rappers were behind the glass, so to speak, like your old school, or behind the wall, like your old school dating show. But the one thing was that they had to freestyle to the girl, and then the girl had to pick which one to go on the date with based on
this,
who could rhyme.
Wow, this sounds like a good show.
It was like one of those good ideas, bad execution things. But what made me think of it was they sent it, and I like read a blurb of what it was before the link, and then I clicked on it, and it was like 26 minutes, and I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm watching this.
It was 26 minutes long?
So I watched her like, yeah, and I watched like one person do it and then another guy, and I was like, yeah, all right, I'm good.
How quickly do they fall into some really bad patterns?
It's funny because like I feel like freestyling is so nuanced, right? And so something that you have a place to fall back to, and that place doesn't always work with that environment. So yes, like by like on one of the guys by like the eighth bar, he's like, and you know, I got the best sneakers.
He told her he has the best sneakers.
Which maybe that he's does like, maybe that does actually work for the girl.
Or he's like, I can give you attention. For you, I get gushy. And then another thing, I will also eat sushi.
Did not think sushi was the follow-up rap there. Thought it was going to be mushy.
He's like, in the shower, I wash myself very rigorous. And
what's your name again? Dolores? Because like Seinfeld, I want to blankety blank blank. What's your name? What's your name? Mulva?
No, he's like, last Tuesday, I hope you went out and voted and cast your ballot. But when we get home later, I'm a...
Give you a challenge? No.
Give you a challenge.
Boss. Oh, he's going to boss her palate.
Fuck.
It's the lottery where you might tear a number, but just know, fuck protection. I won't.
Classic.
So, what rhymes with HIV positive?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Speaking of HIV positive, I finally watched Dallas Buyers Club. Did you watch that?
I haven't watched it yet, actually. Oh, wait. Which one did I watch? Is it Dallas Buyers Club? Exactly. What's the movie that has everyone in it? It has, like, De Niro. It's a recent movie. No, that was American Hustle. I did finally see that.
I saw that one too. I saw that one too.
No, what happens in Dallas Buyers Club? Can you give a Willy YY spoiler? Stringer Bell dead yet?
Everybody dies in Dallas Buyers Club. No, but anyway, I don't even know where I was. Oh, you said HIV positive. It's an HIV positive movie.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
You know, one list I had over here was I did a. I was really thinking about what to talk today because, you know, we have to fill the void.
You actually made a list?
We have to fill the void of the one and only Cole Policy, integral part of the Chrome Bills podcast, out doing the damn thing, touring the world.
Wizards 98, Knicks 83. That's how we filled the void right there.
Wow. It was 98-83. Nice. Yeah. They were down at the half, I saw. So I was going through things I miss. Like, it's weird. You go on vacation, and then you just very quickly get right back into the groove. Like, it never fucking happened. And I was going through kind of like the things I learned or things that I missed.
Okay.
One was that New York has started, this follows up on our conversation earlier about being out in Cali. New York is starting to get a little snobby about the smoking. And people just need to fall the fuck back and stop acting like you're really that bothered by someone smoking a cigarette on the street that you need
on
to...
On the street?
Yeah, that you need to cough. Like, I agree. All right, so if you're my age, I was born in 79. Like 1983, you could probably still smoke a cigarette on a fucking plane. Like, you'd be like, oh, are you a smoker? Because if so, you're in like rows 2 through 17, and otherwise 18 through 40 is where you don't smoke. In a fucking tube.
You're right, dude.
In a tube going through space. Like it matters that it's 15 feet away in a tube. So
people were actually coughing? Somebody coughed at you?
So I think that that's a good thing, that you can't smoke in planes. As a smoker, I love still that you can't smoke in bars, restaurants. I love it. Every once in a while, if it's like raining out, I'm like, son of a bitch. But I love not smelling like that shit just because I went somewhere. You know, I'm all for that. But I would say that going around in Europe, you don't have the pretentiousness of... In there, actually, I noticed you couldn't really smoke inside anywhere, but it was just very normal that people smoke.
Right.
And there's definitely not people deciding to look down on you when really, I mean, the scientific impact of you walking by someone who's smoking on the street compared to like what we as a culture are doing, or as a people, as a species, are doing to the planet, I'm sure is not that big of a deal. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Okay, so if there's combustion engines in your car, that you're walking by cars and buses on the street,
yeah,
multiple, you know, and you're not sitting there coughing when a car drives by you.
And again, this isn't like walking by someone in rural Missouri and smoking and then being like, wow, that was something I did. Like, you're on fucking 8th Avenue in like Midtown Manhattan. It's really unfair to be like, that cigarette, I noticed that cigarette. Couple other thoughts I had.
Was this on the list? Oh, this is on the
list. I'm going through my list. I'm going through my list real quick.
I thought you were coming up with a list.
No, the one thing I did notice over there, and I've kind of taken it with me, and I'm a little bit surprised by this. I've kind of like adopted it, is that everyone in Europe dresses nice.
Okay.
Meaning, like,
you stepping your game up?
Yeah, like, I used to, you know, it wasn't... There's two things. One is like, hey, I just got to run to the store, so I'll go in like basketball shorts and a hoodie. And like my glasses, and having not showered, and my hair's all over the place.
So now you put a little olive oil in your hair and step on out, or what?
Sorry, I was sneezing off. I'm like, it's your boy. It's your boy, Dusty Benches. But the other thing is that just going out in general, like, I think for me, as someone that was very hip hop growing up, I always just wore like LRG shirts or like Gangstar album cover shirts and like hoodies. Right. Like, I've eaten like in really nice restaurants with like zip up hoodies on. And I'm kind of...
I respect that.
I'm kind of questioning myself. Maybe this is coming with age too, though.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, did you get rid of any LRG jackets?
What, my camo joint?
The double XL LRG jackets.
Which one? The double XL one with the maple leaf camo? No, it's still in the closet, but... I think it might be...
You don't think you're going
to
wear it?
It might be finding its way to eBay. Well, the other thing, that's the grander scheme, is that I've started wearing clothes that fit as I've gotten older.
Right.
I also think, like, as a hip-hop head, you definitely look a little bit better to the ladies, or just the world in general, but specifically the ladies, when you wear clothes that fit as opposed to, like, massive double X. I just think that shit makes everyone look fat.
That's true. It does.
Like I've
are you sniffing blow over there?
No, I don't know. Fucking, it's your boy Dusty Benches over here. Sniffing blow. No, no, that's all I got on my.
That's all you got on your list? Okay. That's what I actually want to play a song. Is that all right?
Please do.
Okay. From my favorite rapper.
Oh, King thank Sun. You. Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
I was like, thank you. This is Lyrical Whatever by Kid Chromosome and the Head Resonator.
There's only so many times I can play Lyrical Whatever. I feel like I've played it at least twice on the podcast.
This is
all right, so
deafen me.
Let's get into a random rap. This is what we call random rap. This is a song called Sippin' Brandy by King Sun.
Yeah.
This is my taste.
Serving up drinks, I like to get drunk so my breath might stink from the fumes of brandy that I consume. It's better that all the rappers just leave the room. When I'm stem, my mind reacts like a nine, and I halt my competition like a motherfucker stop sign. Like a beat, I'll delete your fake career, and if you wanna play deaf, I'll make you hear every word to the point I'm making. You can't rock here, cause this beat is taken by none other than an undercover lover man. A smooth kind of brother, but then on the other hand, I get downright rugged like rocks as I fit to the beat like a foot in a sock. You see, hip hop is kept alive cause I'm doing it. Why waste your time with rhymes and only ruin it? Therefore, I'm raw, in reverse, I'm war. Stop sweating, I'm raising my hand cause I'm sure deodorant is really gonna come in handy. I freak the funk, I'm drunk from sipping brandy. So can I get a sip? Just a little bit. I only want a little hit. Who got the blackberry brandy? Just a sip. I only want a little bit. I think I need another hit. It's the K to the ING, solar controller. If I was a drink, they'd call me Coca-Cola. Cause I'm the real thing when it comes to rapping. Once I'm drunk, I make a lot of things happen. Now some try to diss and say I sound like Rob, but that's bull. I'm Goma Oz Dubar to you non-record buying ass fake rap critics. But call me when it's time to rhyme and I'll be with it. Care less who's much more famous, where you're from, who's in your coup, or what your name is. Materials mean nothing to the imperial. Greater luminary necessary like cereal. Milky in the morning, yawning like you're sleepy. Your sister's in my bed and your girl is beeping me. On a down low, I'm a pro in bed, sure. What the hell you think I got the crown on my head for? King Casanova, I'm always getting over like a fat cat. I'm acting in a black Range Rover. Step into the microphone, it comes in handy. Smoked up from skunk and drunk from sipping brandy. What can I get a sip? Just a little bit. I think I need a small hit. Another blackberry brandy. Just a sip. Hey yo, I want a little bit. And let the guard get a small hit. And break it down. As I continue to flow, everybody on with the party. If ain't no brandy, then I hit that Bacardi. But I can't leave without getting them hype. Do my work on boots, brother, please, I lay pipe. Satisfying more skins than a brand new Benz. And don't leave your man, cause I'm just a friend. Call me when you need me like a genie in a lamp. Cause only one brother make the others break camp. Mention a godson born from uptown. And I'll be in the hood, beating MCs down. Now the bigger they come, the harder I hit. With a line, you categorize as some old rough shit. If you know my name, say peace and keep stepping. Even though you got toast, use a punk with a weapon. I know a lot of brothers claim they can't stand me, but fuck 'em. Bartender, another brandy. But can I get a sip? Just a little bit. I think I need a little hit. Who got the blackberry brandy? Just a sip. I only want a little bit. And let the guard get a small hit of the blackberry brandy. And
Hollywood.
Just a little bit. I think it's a slang word for interracial intercourse.
Oh, shit. Wow. I never even thought. But then why is he asking a bartender for it?
No, I'm joking. I want to say that, is that King Sun? Is that who the rapper is with there?
Yeah, King Sun, yeah.
That dude, I would not want to play What Are You Drinking with him. He's got pretty shitty taste in booze. He said he only wants to drink brandy, which he then at the end at least clarified it was the blackberry brandy, which I still can't imagine is very good. When I was growing up, I remember drinking E&J. We called it the Erkin Jerk, which is a really shitty brandy that you can get a lot of for a little amount of money.
Okay.
And mixing it with ginger ale. Shout out to Biggie Smalls. He was like, he had a rhyme about the E. I'm trying to remember how the rhyme went. That sells the E&J and ginger ale. The way my pockets fill to the rim with Benjamins. Yeah, so the E&J and ginger ale. But this motherfucker, his backup plan, he was like, bartender,
right.
Bartender, let me get that brandy. And he said that if they're out of it, he'll just fall back.
He'll take a Bacardi.
He'll fall back on the Bacardi.
Okay, I'm looking at a image of blackberry brandy, and it's definitely in a plastic jug, like pop off vodka. Oh. So this is the blackberry brandy is some cheap liquor right here. I'm actually gonna try it just because King Sun actually put me on.
Oh god,
that looks blackberry brandy is some shit.
Coming up on Chrome Bills, episode 67. What are you drinking?
Steve dies.
Blackberry brandy. Steve dies.
Yo, Steve dies.
Steve dies like, of a blackberry brandy overdose.
Like, it's fucked up, but my tolerance is so low that if I drank a bottle of blackberry brandy, I would die.
So how?
I wouldn't get alcohol poisoning. I would overdose and die on it.
Let's go into that a little bit. So I feel like you've been drinking. The last time I talked to you, you were drinking almost every day.
I scaled it back.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, man. I've actually, since you went to Italy, man, all I've been drinking is red wine. The past like 3 or 4 weeks, man.
You and me both, man. What a good way to go.
All red wine.
What a good way to go. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Some good shit. It's a good shit.
Totally isolating most of our listeners, but you know what? Give it a shot. Don't knock it till you try it. It was the great Michelangelo. You know what? Really funny. So I was reading I'm going to get back to that point.
From the Ninja Turtles? All right.
I was reading an article in the New Yorker, and they were interviewing New York Magazine, actually. They were interviewing the guys that started Airbnb, which if anyone doesn't know what that is, just Google it. So the guy kept, every time he answered a question, he quoted someone smart and like said, well, this is kind of just like how Tolstoy described everything as blank. And they totally like take a section out of the paragraph or like a paragraph out of the article to talk about what a douchey thing it is to quote other people, because it basically arrogantly implies that you think you're in the same category as that person. So now anytime I just go to legitimately quote someone, I kind of hear that in the back of my mind, and I want to scale it back. But in this case, I'm still going to roll with it, but I figured I'd get that out there. Michelangelo.
Are you going to quote?
From the Ninja Turtles. Michelangelo, famous artist, quoted as saying.
Party on, dude.
Pizza. Quoted as saying, I drank one bottle of wine every day of my life, unless I was sick. Which I drank 2 bottles.
Very strong.
It's nice. I like it.
That's a good quote. That's a good quote. I should be drinking more, actually. I should be drinking more wine than I do.
Are you still only in the red wine?
Yeah, that's all I can really dig, man. The white just kind of gives me the heartburn and shit. I can't fuck with it.
What about the pink? Anything in that pink category? Like the rosés or anything? I feel like this is going back to the freestyle bit.
It was. That's exactly where I was going with it. I was trying to think of what rhymes with pink wine.
Goddamn, Curl. I don't care what you drink. One in the, two in the.
That would actually be a good chorus for a rap song. Just saying one in the, two in the.
Because it kind of sounds, you know, very like 80s hip hop where it's like, and a one and a two and a. Right. Except it's like, really, it's right. Like, and one in the, and two in the. And then as the crowd got hyped, they'd be like, pink.
Like, I understand why why one in the and two in the is like appealing to people. Not appealing to them, but like it seems like kind of like an exotic thing to do. But I have no interest. I have no interest in one in the and two in the.
What, the rap, you know what I mean? The different styles rap song or the act of doing it?
The act of doing it. Like, I just feel like I got to wash my hands then. Like, I don't want to break the moment to go wash my hands.
Break the moment? You can't have dirty hands till the end? Shout out DJ Dirty Hands, really, by a friend of the show.
Is there a
yeah, there is. He's like one of the best DJs in DC when I was growing up. Dirty Hands mixtape.
Shout outs to Dirty Hands. But yo, I need to go to sleep now.
All right, I want to end on one point. I forwarded you an article, which I think we should recommend to people. I forget where it was. I think it was in like the New York Post. But it was talking about
how... It was in
the
New York Post.
Talking about how...
Streaming.
Because of Spotify, everyone now has the same record collection. And it used to be fun to go to people's houses because you would go to a friend's place and flip through the record collection, or even in the days of CDs, and people would have the big Case Logic cases and you would flip through.
Right.
And it always said something. It's like, oh, does this guy keep the liner notes with the CDs or is it just the CDs? And even into like the MP3 age where you would just scroll through on someone's iTunes library. I think it's very interesting now. Like, I haven't purchased really any music unique to me this year that I can think of. Maybe like Cruel Fuel. Just like big up to C's Mics. Might be the only thing that maybe... Is that on Spotify?
It's on Spotify, yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay, so I just... Yeah. It's interesting. Do you have any parting shots on that before we wrap up Chrome Bills episode 66?
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but if you come to my house, I got exclusive music over here. I got music that's exclusive to me. One of them would be King Sun Sipping Brandy.
What was the name of that track?
You know that? Yeah, Sipping Brandy.
Oh, Sipping Brandy.
That's the name of the album. Dude, that record right there sells for like $100+ on eBay.
Really?
Yeah. Respect to my man King Sun.
Respect due.
I still think that Righteous But Ruthless, which I don't think you ever listened to, is that's one of my top rap albums.
Really? And he's from where? West Coast?
Production on theirs. New York.
He's New York?
Yeah, he's New York.
Bronx? Brooklyn.
I don't know.
He's definitely Bronx, Brooklyn, or Harlem, I've got to imagine, right?
I want to say, if I had to guess, I would say, I'm gonna expose myself. Let me think here. I want to say Bronx. If I had to guess, I would say the Bronx. Oh, no. Fuck it. I'm wrong. He's from New Jersey.
Oh, like Jersey City, Jersey? Or like Camden down by Philly, Jersey?
Where's Patterson?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like that's a New York suburb.
Okay. Maybe not.
Coming up,
I can just say Jersey.
Arizona.
Say New Jersey City. I want to get a King Sun interview. And actually, there's a King Sun versus, what's the white battle rapper? Iron Solomon. There's an Iron Solomon versus King Sun street battle.
Wow.
Out there. If you hit that Google.
And who wins that?
Iron Solomon pretty much destroys him, but
that was going to be my guess.
And I think it was just something impromptu, you know. It was like one of those, just King Sun's like walking down the street in front of a rap show and he's probably drunk off of blackberry brandy and starts battling people. All right, so Chuck's computer just crashed, so for Steve Bills, C's Mics, K Chrome, this is episode 66, Chrome Bills. Peace.